Okay, Pete, we'll give you a radar vector on this one. If you'll go over just directly east of Bench Crater, and you can continue on east until you're just about directly opposite the limb, and then a couple more steps ought to take you right to Halo Crater.
Sounds like a pretty good vector. That also says that we're running right into the sun. Does that agree with you?
That's affirmative. You'll be running right into the sun, and directly at your 9 o'clock position, you'll see the limb. And a couple more steps, and you'll be right there.
I got the limb in sight. It's in my 10 o'clock. You know what I feel like now? You ever see those pictures of giraffes running in slow motion? That's exactly what I feel like.
Say, would you, giraffes, give us some comment on your boot penetration as you move across there, what you're doing now and what you had there back there at Sharp Crater?
Oh, it's much firmer here. We don't sink in anywhere near as much. Now, crossing some of my own tracks, yeah, the toes sink in a bit, dude, as you push up. You land flat footed so your heels don't sink in, but as you push off with your toes, they sink in down about 3 inches. Your heels are only sunk in perhaps an eighth of an inch.
Gotcha, thank you, Al.
Kick off on your toe. Every time he lands, he sends little particles spraying out ahead of him and beside him and everywhere else. They go out just to say, these 2 feet to 3 feet around him. Okay, we're back at Bench Crater. Now, have we gone too close towards the left? The one on the south side of Bench Crater, Houston.
Okay, now if you'll just go directly to the east of the center of Bench Crater, and then continue directly east, right into the sun. And then at 9 o'clock, you'll see the limb, and a couple more steps, and you'll be there. The crater you're looking for, Halo Crater, is about the same size as Sharp Crater and should resemble it.
I think I have it right, but I'm not sure. It's a couple of bucks. I'm gonna do, Houston. I'm gonna take an EMU break. You doing, Al? Okay.
Pete, the dimension on Halo Crater is about 20 feet, so that would make it half of what you saw at Sharp.
You suppose this is it, Al? Well, doesn't have any halo around it. I know, but you never can tell from here. And look at the map, we'll see here. Hey, one thing I'd go for is a good drink ice water. Who's drinking that? Hey, look in the map, Pete.
Pete, now, can we have an EMU check? And one way to locate it also is that it should be right on the rim of Surveyor Crater. And you ought to see Surveyor off directly to the northeast.
Okay, I I know where we are. And here on your check, mine reads about 55%. 02 Houston. Mine reads 55.02 also Houston.
Copy 55 both.
Beautiful. Round glass ball we gotta have, Al. Quarter of an inch. I have a sample bag. Come in. Look at that. Just a second. First time I've worked up a heart rate, I think. Okay. This is sample bag 11D. I didn't take a picture, I just wanted that. Okay. Watch that tree behind you, don't step back. Thinking of this, we got a total now of about 5 pounds of rock. Okay? I'd hate to have us get back to limb and then have to fill it up around here again. Yeah, we're going to a surveyor grader. Okay. I think it's probably get the bottom of that baby. Can you take a rest here? Yeah. Honey, do your hands get hot holding that shovel? My hands just get hot, period. I guess I don't know whether it's the shovel or what.
No, as long as it's like now, mine are cool. The minute I start carrying this, tool carriers start warming up. Wouldn't think the thing would be that hot.
I'll tell you what. Let's see, we're across sun, right? Look over here at me and smile. Okay, and get you. Be right there by crater. There's a lamp. Right in the background. Look great. There you go. Alright, let's ease off at a nice little slower pace. I know where we're going now. I think this is Halo Crater right up here in front of us. Hey Ed, you might tell Fred Hayes you ought to quit working on running and start working on holding things in his hands. My legs don't get a bit tired, but your hands get tired carrying these tools, particularly the hand tool carrier.
Roger, Al sure will. I'm sure he's listening.
Yeah, you listen. Yeah, I think that's funny. You wouldn't think it that way. Jim Lovell to practice digging. Well, look at all the texture in it. Look here, Pete, now we're crossing because something's got a completely different texture than what we've been on.
You're right.
Look here, we got
this hill.
Let's take some pictures here. It's, we went across to sort of a textural contact. We're suddenly on an area that's quite not so smooth. It's got dimples and wrinkles in it. You want me to take some pictures or what, Pete?
Yeah,
why don't you come up here,
okay,
and we'll take a couple of good dirt bag samples of this stuff.
Okay,
I'll get the, I think this looks like the material that we talked about the first day in front of the limb. Maybe it runs past the limb down into this area. But it's sure different than where we've been. It looks almost like it's more, the material is more cohesive and forms clumps instead of being so nice and smooth. It gets around behind you. I was waiting for the Nova to damp out. Okay, right here. Good shot here, Pete. I wanted to get my footprints in it too so they could see that.
Okay.
Uh-oh. I think I'll take some a little further away. That's up a little and shoot a 15-foot one. It's okay. Yeah. How about dig? All right. I'll be back to collect it just a second. Let me get this 15-footer.
Is Halo Crater A has slightly big? Yeah.
I'm shooting about 4 here. Okay. Go in there. testing at this.
Just get some sample bags and we'll.
Okay, Gene.
Okay.
Yeah. Boy, it sure is fine. It's kind of like over at the other, chart crater.
Yeah. It looks the same except on the surface.
Except it looks almost finer.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I guess another bag.
If you saw this on Earth, you'd think it was a real soft dirt that had just been rained on recently. Well, it's still not hard rain, but just a sprinkle so that the droplets
can go.
Now, that's a good sample bag, though.
It's 12B, Houston, the sample bag.
Your Halo crater.
Copy 12B.
With a couple of three dimple craters in the south side of it.
Stand by, Pete.
Okay. You can collect the rock while we wait, Pete. Yeah, look, I think this is Halo crater right here.
All right.
Let's go get some rocks from it and everything. We're seeing it, right? We actually got the soil sample from part of it. Okay. This is a 20 feet diameter. Is it right on the rim of the Surveyor crater, Houston?
That's affirmative, and from your comments on the three dimples, we show that you're there.
Okay, what do you want in it?
We'd like to get the pan and a double core tube.
I can't believe we're at the right place. I'm not sure that we're at the right place either. Let me look at the top of this hill here.
This is Surveyor crater. Let me look at the chart. There's a nice rock right there.
There's Surveyor.
Let me look at the map.
That is hardly a crater worth looking at where we are. Okay.
Okay, Pete, it's your call there. You're the local experts. If you see a better location for that double core tube, go ahead.
Well, I'm trying to find the right crater, Houston. I think it's that area right over there. Halo is this first one right here, the little one, and then all those others are mixed over according to the chart.
Okay,
so we can just go over there and
which one's Halo? This one right here?
This one, no, it's right, you see where I'm pointing?
No.
Actually, it's that one right over there.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
That's a double core tube.
All right.
And you want what, Houston, a partial pan?
That's affirmative. We'd like a full pan at that point, Pete. And also, Al, if you could give us some sort of an estimate of how hard it is to get the core tube in. That is, what the force history is, how many pounds and how much force.
Sure will. Wait, look at this little Dido crater right here. Good place to sample.
Oh, look at all the glass at the bottom of that baby.
Got a lot of that, though.
Huh?
Got a lot of glass.
Now, there?
Yeah.
I think that's Halo right there.
It's what?
That's what we're looking at?
Right over
there. That one, that right there.
Too big.
Too big, huh?
Let's take this one right here.
All right, that's good.
Pete, now, could we have a readout on the cameras at this point?
Yes, could we have a readout on the cameras?
Sure could, just a second,
yeah.
See, my problem, Pete?
I better take all these pictures, I'm running out.
Well, I better change cameras, because 60.
60
is right. 110. You still got plenty to go.
Hey, you know what's happened? This thing hasn't been taking every picture.
Take a picture, let's see.
I just caught it. It's doing it intermittently.
Okay, now.
You get out and make the double tour tube here.
Pete, we copy 60 and 110 on the film.
That's firm. Here, look at the chart a minute, Pete, while we're
here. Yeah, okay.
Be careful. Get over here.
Pete Nell, we'd like you to go ahead and get the pans taken on the LMP's camera. You can either have Al do the pans or switch cameras, your choice.
Okay, Roger, Roger. Okay, Pete, you have to unscrew, pull the pan and unscrew that if you can.
Okay, why don't I just trade you cameras? That's probably the smart way.
Alright. Hey, would you lift mine off when you sure will? I think you can pull those things right. Depend the vacuum weld a little bit or something, I think. Could you hold that one? Now that's about to come apart. I'll be darned if it isn't. I'll fix the hold the hand there. Back. Fine, I. It did come apart. It did come apart. Son of a gun. Well, that kind of bombed out. I'll tell you what, the only thing we can. Oh, it broke. Too big break. Well, I'll tell you what happened, Houston. The nut that holds the handle of the camera on broke off, and so the handle's free, but that's okay. We're going to carry it around. May I ask you a question?
Roger, we got you. We understand that the nut broke, but the camera's still useful, right?
Yeah, and your nut's loose too, Pete. Stay there. Let me tighten it up for you. Must be worth losing 1/6 G's yet. We knew that. We should have watched it more carefully, honey. Can you help do that yourself?
Yeah.
It's hard for me to do that. Let me go put this hammer up in this camera somewhere and get that back. There goes the bracket, but that's okay. Go back to camera. You're going to have to help me get this camera off.
All right.
Get it off. Okay. There's no need to get it off now.
Okay, I'll leave it on.
No, I want to give it to you. And you're going to use
it? Well, you got to take the surveyor picture, so why don't I give you the camera?
Okay, that's good enough.
I think Bill's got 50 pictures or so. So watch it. Make sure it takes a picture each time it turns.
Okay.
And just, why don't you the camera?
I'll tell you what.
Well, here, I'll hold it. You take this one off.
Okay, you got that camera. Take this one off. Take it off and I'll tighten it up. And I'm going to tip it down a little bit.
Damn it, I'll hold that down.
There you go. Tip it, push your RCU down a little bit more.
Trying to.
A bit more, it's almost off, Pete.
What do you want?
Got to push down some more.
I can't.
There you go.
Okay, now.
Okay, I got the crew tube. I'll start on screen. screw in into my samples there. Right there, you got it, Gene. You got your hose too. So, or, there you go.
Copy that. You finished the core tube? Is that a firm?
Yes, sir. We got a double core tube and all put together correctly.
Very good. Well done. Have you gotten the panorama?
Get the panorama. No, I'm going to get Hal to do that right now. He's using my camera. His camera's had it. With the handle off it and everything, yeah, by the time we got done handling it, we got dirt all over the lens. They run out of film. We have to have another magazine with us, or we could
take change that. We'll just take that off.
Oh, we can do that here.
Don't want to, but if we have to, I guess we can.
Okay, let me start this pan. 74.
74 it is.
That's 11.
250. Okay.
Okay, Houston. What else would you like here?
Okay, Pete, you're 2 hours and 7 minutes into the EVA, and we show you leaving Halo at around 2:15, and now that's for a four-hour EVA. We've extended you 30 minutes for a total EVA of 4 hours. We'd like, before you go on, to have a good EMU check and sit down and regroup and figure out a plan of attack on the Surveyor. One thing we would like to make sure is that you remain away from directly below the Surveyor as you move up to it. That is, move up to it on one side or the other, either north or south.
Okay, we concurred with that. We were talking about it last night. We got to approach it from the side.
Roger.
That's it, Pete. Pan's complete.
Probably ought to get rock, one of these rocks here and just throw it in.
Yeah, I think we ought to.
How about, you want to get this one?
Sure, one in for a sample bag. Let's sample a couple of these laying right over here.
Good idea.
Boy. Oh, wow, my ears just came back down.
done that.
Okay.
There. Take one quick picture so we can save some film.
All right. Here goes
where it came from.
Just a second.
Al, can we have some sample bag numbers while you're working along there?
Sure could. I thought didn't I call that 13D Houston? I guess I didn't call it out loud enough. I think it was 13D. Then let me, I'll check the next one in a few. When next time we stop, I'll tell you the next one for sure. Then you'll know what it is.
Roger. Thank you, Al.
These rocks, they look a little bit different.
Let's grab some.
Yes, sir. Put that glass in the bottom of that one. Look like granite, don't they?
They do. They look just like granite. Oh, man. Here's a beauty over here. Here's a beauty.
There. Right here. That is a nice rock. Right around here.
Let's get this one for sure.
Right there.
Okay.
Right yep. In the bag, but it's sure different.
It seems to have some,
got a big glass blotch on it.
Yeah,
that's a good one. That's a real good one. Get some pictures.
Wait.
Okay.
Come in.
That's a beauty. Well, that Norman doesn't really damp as fast as it should, you know, Pete? I think it does great at 1G, but 160, doesn't seem to damp right. Let me get the cross suns too. Oops, better get over where you are. Okay, we'll just put that in. That's a beautiful rock, okay? Be able to scoop it up. You know, you need some tongs to get some bigger samples than we got. Like Pop said. Just seeing that, I just thought, hey, that's beautiful. It's got a lot of...
Oh, it dropped.
He really dropped it. Tough to hold it. Yes. Now, I want some of these granites over here. That looks like granite.
Okay, let's try that.
And that lamp went neat sitting on the other side of that crater.
Yeah, it does. We ought to get a shot of that.
Yeah. Get a shot at home.
Okay. Let me see. How many pictures have I got? Let me see.
143.
Okay.
You're getting close to the end. We had it.
Okay, that's 14D. Houston is the next sample bag, so the last one was 13.
We took a picture quick there.
Roger, Interpreter, we copy that.
Now, large, you step across over here, all right? Step across over there, photograph that rock right there when I drop the gnomon in.
Okay.
And do it in such a manner as to get this crater that it came out of.
That's a good idea. Let me see if I can.
I'll have to back. Let me get a 15-foot shot.
Yeah, that's just what I was thinking.
Pete, we have your present position.
15-foot. Roger, if you were looking at the surveyor crater and west was 12 o'clock, we're at the 9 o'clock position on the surveyor crater.
Okay, Pete.
Roger, copy that. Copy, you're right on the rim, and we'd like to get a good EMU check and a rest here before you proceed.
That's a good idea.
Okay, that's a good idea. What we're going to do is I'm getting
Wait, Pete, I got an idea.
All right. This foot might be good for 13.
Pete, let me reach back here and grab this strap. Okay, now go. Okay, let me roll a little bit over.
That boy, back up.
Now, if they had a strap like that, they could just hold the other guy while he leaned over and picked up a rock.
And that worked pretty good. It sure saves time.
The shear face on that rock, something whistled by it or something. It's fracture a bit, and it's got some pretty interesting fracture marks on it. It also has got some what look like abrasion marks on it. Maybe that's just hard-packed dirt. Because there's a lot of flashing crystals in that rock, crystal faces. Good rock.
Listen, I'll tell you what I recommend we do while we're taking it.
Let me break. Okay, let me take the picture of that where the rock was. Right there.
Okay.
What I recommend we do is change film packs.
All right, that's a good idea.
Do that next. Okay. Why don't I, I get this camera out.
Stay right there, just a second.
Shoot a pan, get the surveyor, but go. Hey, that's good, that ought to be good. That's a bad place to shoot, I'll try it, Joe.